USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is en route to San Antonio and Houston, Texas, where he will deliver remarks on energy and infrastructure. Before leaving the White House, though, the president held court with the press, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The president was speaking with reporters on a variety of issues, calling the Russia investigation an attempted coup that was started by dirty cops.
After wasting all of this money and all of this time with people that were haters, people that worked on the Hillary Clinton Foundation, they found no collusion.
Attorney General Bill Barr tells a Senate panel he's interested on whether the 2016 Trump campaign was spied upon.
I feel I have an obligation to make sure that government power is not abused. I mean, I think that's one of the principal roles of the Attorney General.
The Attorney General speaking at a Senate committee hearing on Wednesday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
One person is dead and a firefighter is in critical condition after a massive gas explosion in downtown Durham, North Carolina. At least 15 other people have been taken to a hospital. Durham Emergency Management says a gas explosion happened this morning at a business and the neighboring buildings have all now been evacuated. Facebook has announced some new policies on how to handle profiles of people that have died. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
The social network says it will use artificial intelligence to find the profiles of people who are deceased and stop birthday reminders from being sent out. The company says it's also adding a tribute section to accounts that have been memorialized, that is, designated as belonging to someone who has died. Family members and friends will be able to use this section to write posts and share photos. But Facebook says from now on, only family members and friends will be able to memorialize an account. Previously, anyone could do so.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Former Wyoming Republican gubernatorial candidate Foster Freeze wrote an open letter to Democratic Congresswoman of New York, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, inviting the Democratic Socialist to join him at an evening celebrating individuals who overcame economic adversity. Ocasio-Cortez declined the invite. Freeze tells Fox News what she missed.
It would have been an amazing night for her to see a different perspective that she probably hasn't had in her life experience so far. So the people at the meeting at the Horatio Alger were dynamic, upbeat, positive. The wives were delightful, and if their husbands are psychopaths, they would have left them years ago.
Freeze also explains how he reached out to AOC.
They did acknowledge that they received the invitation, and I believe it's important for us to kind of emphasize the key point of why I did it, and that is there's so much angst over income inequality, but with the American dream, you have to have income inequality. If you go from $800 to how I've been blessed, I did a lot of damage to income equality, but I've been able to do a lot of good things. And you look at some of the people there. Craig Barrett, for example, started very, very low, became the chief executive officer of Intel, and now he is very behind these basis schools, which teach science, technology, mm-hmm. engineering, and math. They're the top five schools in America are basis schools.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.